Good morning. I'm with my friend Julia today, and we're going to see what we can create. How are you today, Julia?
I'm doing well. Thank you. How are you doing, David?
I'm blessed and highly favored.
Amen.
Miss Julia lives in Sunshine Tax, LA. She said she's suffering from heat stroke today, and it's almost 80. Oh
Yeah,
dear.
it's raining. That
Yeah.
was last week.
Oh
Yeah.
yeah, I forgot. Now the heat wave's over, so now she's gonna get a little bit of rain.
Yeah.
So
Okay.
we all know how people in LA drive, especially when it's raining. So she's gonna stay inside and talk to me today. So nice to have you here, Julia. It's gonna be
Thank you,
awesome.
David. Good to be with you.
Okay, so what would make this an extraordinary conversation today?
Helping me to calm the chaos, to regain focus, and set some structure to make positive steps towards inflating some of wheels, tires in my life that are a little deflated right now.
Okay, that is a big intention. Okay. Okay, let's start with this. What's chaotic now?
Developing my coaching skills in complement with working two part-time jobs. So, and one of my jobs, the hours just doubled. And so, just balancing my day to provide time, appropriate time, structured time. To make sure that I have my quiet time with God and give attention to my jobs and also developing my coaching business. It's multifaceted.
Okay, so what I heard you say was you have two jobs, one of which two part-time jobs, one of which kind of sort of just became closer to full-time than part-time. And you've got other responsibilities and your dogs and your family life and your private time with God and all that stuff. And you're also trying to do a coaching practice.
Yes.
Awesome. Okay. So what have you tried that has not worked?
Trying to plan time for all of those things in one day. It becomes too many parts of the puzzle to fit together and still maintain peace in my life.
Does everything have to be done in one day?
No.
Okay, so maybe we could start there.
Okay.
Like what happens if you didn't do, obviously if you have to go to your job, that's different, but all the other stuff, what if you don't do it? What's going to happen?
Well, of course, my priority is making sure I have my devotional time. So
Have you missed that in the chaos?
I have been able to reset it to a higher priority and get up earlier to make sure I have at least an hour in the morning before I have to go to one job that's 3 days a week. So that's resetting that has helped to reintroduce peace into my day and help me to maintain more balance. And so that has worked well. Yeah, so I'm just looking to set a schedule like in my planner to accommodate. My second job is pretty much when I want work, but I do need to do about 15 hours a week there. So that is a workable schedule. It's adaptable. But I'm
Okay, so do you run your, how are you, let me ask you this. How are you running everything now? Is it like by the seat, like by the seat of your pants, or do you have like a, like, okay, at 8 o'clock I do this, at 10:30 I do this, at 4 p.m. I do this, at 9 p.m. I do this.
That is ideal. However, sometimes it doesn't work out according to the timing that I would like to set. And so that's where a little bit of pressure and stress comes in that I haven't finished one project when, or one section of it when I feel like it should be time to go on to the other item that I've scheduled. So, yeah,
Where's
I guess maybe allowing myself more time in that.
the pressure and stress come from? Isn't that interesting?
Yes, sir.
So I would think you would agree if you're the one who's putting the undue stress and pressure on you, you can take it off yourself.
Very true.
If you choose, or you could just
Oh,
continue to be pressured and stressed with your own doing.
yeah, that is true.
Okay, so what would you ultimately like to do? Do you want to continue working the two jobs and be the coach? Do you want to be a coach and have one job? Do you want to have a coach and be have no other jobs? What's the best way that you think you can get make that happen, whatever you want?
Ideally, to dedicate the majority of my time to being a coach. And my second job is involved with my church and doing bookkeeping and some of their accounting services. So that's something that I will retain permanently. But increasing the coaching time and aspect and services is the priority, and phasing out the other job.
Okay, and the job with the church, that's paid or that's volunteer?
That's paid.
Okay. I was gonna say you might need to address that, but okay, so what would you like your coaching practice to look like?
I would like my coaching practice to look like I am serving a client group on a weekly basis and providing support to the clients in a positive, supporting, loving, caring environment, and keep an ongoing group on a weekly basis.
How do you try to get your group now?
That is one of my challenges, that I haven't yet started a group, and I'm looking forward to starting one the middle of January when I'm able to taper off my hours at my other job. And so I have several acquaintances that I'm talking to and preparing to offer them the opportunity to join my coaching group.
Awesome. Okay. So, what do you think is the next best step for you to do to either regain a sense of not chaos or don't have pressure on yourself or stress? What do you think the next best step for you to do is? The smallest possible step you can take.
Set a schedule of making intentional contacts several days a week.
Sounds good to me. How are you going to do that?
Block out my calendar with certain specific times several days a week to make contact, phone calls, meetups with my group of possible clients.
What are you going to tell them whenever you meet with them?
checking in on how they're doing, ask them if they have any areas of their life where they're stuck. What do they see themselves doing in a year that would improve where they are today and bring greater peace and satisfaction in their life? And asking them who they know who might like some help with that.
And has that worked for you before?
It's been effective on the one time that I used it. Yes, with my one client. Yes.
Okay, so you're officially one for one.
100%. Yeah.
You can't do any better than batting 1,000. You know, true. You step up to the plate one time. You hit a single or a double or triple or a homer, and hey, I'm one for one. I can't do any better than that. So, why do you think you don't have a group yet?
I haven't asked enough people.
Why is that?
A little hesitant about doing it. Just not stepping out into being comfortable in truly desiring to help others and living my passion and purpose.
Why have you been hesitant?
Up until now, it hasn't been something that I have embraced fully. So I'm looking forward to improving those skills and stepping out in confidence and trusting God to bring the right people in and to offer them, to serve them and help support them in their life.
Who better to help them than you?
That is true.
Okay. So I like the idea of the calendar. You know, because now you're going to be, in my opinion, and what I've experienced is you're going to, once you get the calendar, stuff's going to come up.
Yes.
And it's going to call your bluff to see if you actually mean what you say.
Yes. So it will attempt to block my path and my progress.
So what I always say, if I have something scheduled and something else comes up, I say, I'm sorry, I have a prior engagement or a prior commitment. And I've never had a single person ask me, what's your prior commitment? It doesn't matter what it is. I've got a prior commitment.
Yeah.
Because we try to people please, you know?
Yes.
Okay. So what I hear you saying is you're going to schedule your time. That's the smallest possible step, which I agree. That's a great start. And you're going to become more intentional about actually connecting with people. Yes. Because ultimately you want to be a coach, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'll leave you to it. I think that's a great start. Thanks for playing today.
Well, thank you. Thank you for your excellent coaching skills and coming alongside to support me in this. I appreciate it.
Have a great day.
You too. Thank you.